tasawwuf, which Allah, which is the path to get to Allah. This is the name for the path to get to Allah. And for the Sufi to make effort to try and be on the path, which is the path to get to Allah Ta'ala's special qurb, nearness. And this is the path of tasawwuf. And this path is such, on this path the musafir, the person who is on the journey, he has his style. Every musafir has his style and manner to travel on that path to get to the manzil, the destination. The pious elders have stated that there's no specific way, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different people, and different people have different desires and passions and methods, and every person has a desire and a passion and an intention, a target that takes him to the destination, his own manner and style and taste. He can't make it up himself. He can't select it himself. Rather, naturally, Allah Ta'ala gives to that person. So, there's one thing that seeker definitely needs, is that inside a person, the flame for Allah Ta'ala's love should be there, present. There should be passion, and there should be the desire. And then that person automatically will swim along or travel along the path. And if that salik, the seeker, if he's got the flame, the energy burning inside for Allah's love, for Allah Ta'ala's nearness, then on that path he will not get wasawis, he will not get the thoughts, he will not get whispering of strange whispers and thoughts that will make restrictions and hurdles for him. Allah Ta'ala's love always overwhelms that person, and he attains Allah Ta'ala's love. Hazrat Rashid Gangohi rahmatullah, is a great example in front of us, for us. And this is a great example of tasawwuf for us students, talib ilms, alhamdulillah. This is an example of the way. He is a light of guidance for us. And such examples of the walis of Allah that we read, we hear from the elders. And when we do that, this elevates our desire and our passion, increases it. So these words are said for this reason. The discussion is had for this reason, that as a person is traveling and moving, he gets lazy, gets a bit laid back, he gets thoughts, doubts or restrictions, or he loses hope. So when an individual, when he hears the words of the walis of Allah and he sees their lives, then straight away his ruh, his spirit gets fresh again, revived again. If he was going a little bit slow, then his speed increases suddenly. Because in their words there's a lot of love. They are pure, alhamdulillah, they are pure for Allah. And the person who travels purely for Allah, they're top to toe, he is filled with love upon love. He's drowned in the love of Allah. His every style and movement, alhamdulillah, something to embrace and to touch. Just like I said, Hazrat's name, alhamdulillah, a beautiful feeling overcame me. A beautiful feeling came into me, you can say, because he is such a great example on this path, that until Qiyamah, his light will continue to light in, to show, inshallah. And people like us, students, the saliks, for those, the path will continue to be shown, highlighted. So Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi said, and maybe you've heard this before, but my heart feels like to speak to you, alhamdulillah. So he completed the course of ilm, the classes, just like people who graduate from the ilm classes, then there's the desire for masail and questions and answers and giving fatwas and saying something to someone, etc. Hazrat Sahib had a little bit of this desire as well. He was newly graduated, he said something to somebody, he answered somebody. In that day and age, that was the uruj. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Sahib, his khanqah, was present at that time, and it was in Than Bawan, and Hazrat was in Gangoh. So it's a little bit of dua. Let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala shows us that path. the people of India Satya, I don't know if they go there or not, we have desired, they should go to these places, that maybe everyone Satya is from Hindustan, India. They come here and there, they go to Baroch, but they don't go there. So go there to places like this, Allah Ta'ala has kept a lot in those places. So, somebody there said, because mashallah he was famous, and Hazrat Haji Sahib, rahmatullahi, the people of the world were benefiting from his khanka. Obviously, when the cool breeze flows, then it spreads to the whole village, to the whole locality. So Hazrat Sahib, Haji Sahib's fragrance had spread. But there's ilm, when somebody has ilm, he has a bit of pride, that I should be called myself, or there should be a meeting, I'm an alim, I'm this. Anyway, because he had a desire, he had ishq, he had love, and the flame was burning inside, the love of Allah was flame, the flame was burning inside. And obviously, in the heart, when the flame is burning, and the cool breeze is coming from another direction, then a person thinks, what's happening there? What's there? So one day, he was free from madrasa, and it was the evening time, he said, okay, let's go then see, and go and say salam, dua to Haji Sahib, I've heard a lot from about him, praise. I'll ask him a masala. We'll ask some questions, we'll go to him and ask questions. Rather, he, Hazrat Sahib, was not an alim, and so he went in the evening, and Haji Sahib was sat there, and he reached there, arrived there, Hazrat Gongohi Sahib, and then he said, As-salam. He said, salam, and Hazrat Haji Sahib seated Hazrat Gongohi Sahib next to him, subhanAllah. And that's with the fadl of Allah, the blessings of Allah, that's what happens. And if there's a flame in the heart, and he arrives to a wali of Allah, then it's difficult for him to get up. Allahu Akbar. That first process is difficult. It's difficult. Maybe you will have passed this phase, but if you get to that phase, how do I get his hand? I feel like it. Then he stops. He says, no, people are looking at me. What do you mean? He's a good person. Let me sit down. No, I'll go. I'll come back again. There are a lot of stories. Everyone has a story and a narrative. So this is the first restriction, the hurdle. I have to reach to the closeness, to the nearness of the wali that somehow I need to get there. Person was the talab, the flame burning inside. So when he arrived there, then it was nothing in his control after that, alhamdulillah. So Haji Sahib, mashallah, paid attention with love. And no question, nothing. Very minor points he made. It was the evening time. And then he said, okay, fine. Rashid Mia, mashallah, was very happy to speak to you and see you. Okay, now it's night time. Where will you go? Subhanallah. So he'd come for just for a few minutes, 30 minutes for himself. Let me ask some questions. Let me see who is this wali wala. Let me see. So hours had passed there, and after that Haji Sahib said that now it's evening, night time, it's night. How will you go now? He said, no, I need to go, I've got a dars tomorrow, and the students will have come, I've got a class, I have to address them, it's very important for me to go. So Hazrat Sahib then gave him an opportunity and said a few words, then he started to cool down slowly, and the discussion increased. And then Haji Sahib said, look, stop here, stop over. In the morning you can go, we'll drop you quickly. If a person goes, if you go to the, and he goes to the madrasa, we'll say to them in the madrasa, the Hazrat Sahib, okay, you can teach in his place. Okay, and then Hazrat Gongi Sahib said, okay, fine, you can do that. So Hazrat Sahib sent a person that he's not coming in the morning, so you teach them. He said, but I'll go in the morning. He said, at least you can have breakfast in the morning, and then somebody will leave you. You can go. Nobody will stop you. He said, okay, fine. And I will not get up in the night because I'm tired. I have to teach the kitabs in the morning. So he put the condition down. Hazrat Sahib said, no, who will wake you up? No, nobody will pass to you. He said, I heard in the khankas, in the morning people get up, then they call out, then there's dhikr, and I will get disturbed because in the morning I have to teach the kitabs. Imagine, Rajiv Gangohi Sahib is telling this to Haji Sahib, saying this to Haji Sahib. So, these are the feelings that people have. Remember this. These are the stages, alhamdulillah. Like they come in the beginning, a person comes to a sheikh, there's a lot of friendship. And then he tries to remember that somehow I want the sheikh to meet me, then there'll be a friendship gathering and he will laugh and speak to me. And because the child after that, he starts to become baligh, and then the adab comes, the manners come, subhanAllah. And so he also had felt that. He said, well, yes, sit down, how are you? How is everything? And how is the hal? But that time has passed by then, because the stage, it progresses. So Haji Sahib said, Janab, okay, that's fine. You can sleep with ease. Nobody will pester you. You can pray Salah. And after Salah, you can have breakfast and go. He said, okay, please put my bed to the side so I don't get disturbed. He said, okay, fine. So in the Khanqah, the whole of the Khanqah, this is what happens. The people, they stay awake in the night, and there's noor that rains down in the Khanqahs in the morning. Subhanallah. Ajib, people who have experienced this, they know this. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to sit down in the Khanqah at some stage. So brothers, Hazrat Sahib, when he gave hukum to me, I was surprised. I said, Hazrat, what's the need for a Khanqah? We'll do zikr in the masjid. Hazrat said, make the Khanqah and then see what happens there. Hazrat Sahib told me this, subhanAllah, that what happens to people. And alhamdulillah, waqi, the nights of the Khanqah, I remember now. And those people who come, they know that those who used to do maraqba there, and they used to do itikaf in the Khanqah, they will know that what's the difference, subhanAllah, from other places, and to do zikr in the Khanqah, the difference. So that was the Khanqah of Haji Sahib, mashallah. And mashallah, our Khanqah was the Khanqah of Hazrat Ali Murtaza, rahmatullahi, and the fragrance of the Wali of Allah spreads, alhamdulillah. Until today, people, the ulema ikram who used to come from Hindustan, from India, even now, they remember the environment of the Khanqah. I remember Mulana Momin Sahib, who comes sometimes, and I used to see that in the last part of the night, then you could hear his voice. I said, who's this? They said, Mulana Sahib has come from Hindustan, and he comes to Bolton, and he spends the night. He's come to spend the night in your Khanqah. I look from behind the veil, and I see him sat there immersed in dhikr of Allah. Now tell me that where he would have come from, maybe to collect some funds. He used to come from Bolton. He used to spend night in our Khanqah. And he used to meet me, shake hands, and then go after Musafa. And then I never saw him sleeping all night long. Never saw him spend the night in Ibadah. So this is the desire, the passion. People like us, when we go to the Khanqah, we say, where's the mattress? Where's my mattress? Where's my pillow? In the Khanqah, we're looking for beds and food. And we fight, quarrel. This is my mattress. Why are you sleeping here? Who? And they start fighting and quarreling. We see different types of mareez there, isn't it? Somebody was, you know, the ulama ikram used to come, and they used to ask me to press their legs and to assist them so they could go to sleep. So all types of people. So Haji Sahib, Hazrat Rashid Ahmed Gongohi Sahib has come to see him. He said, okay, fine. Inshallah, rest, take rest. So the night time, then there were individuals there doing dhikr. There was a chishti order, and there was a chishti style of dhikr, and everyone, just now we did dhikr, everyone was happy. And when there was an environment like this, and dhikr started, then Haji Sahib, and then Hazrat Rashid Gongohi Sahib, rahmatullah's eyes opened. He heard dhikr, people doing dhikr loudly, and maybe he felt a bit uncomfortable. I have to teach in the morning, I'll be disturbed, my sleep, the style of the ulama ikram, the respected scholars, they have to teach, they want a fresh mind in the morning for teaching. So, and when he felt the cool breeze and he enjoyed dhikr, he saw the faqirs, the friends of Allah there doing dhikr, people are remembering Allah, subhanallah, say subhanallah. Somebody's doing maraqaba, somebody's crying, the tears are coming from their eyes. And this is what happens, everyone's in his own world. Somebody's shrieking and calling out to Allah. There are different styles, people have different methods and emotions. Then he tossed and turned a little bit, Hazrat Rashid Gongohi Sahib. Then the flame inside him, and it became stronger. And he said, Rashid, how sad this is. That you love Allah, you say that I love Allah, and look here, the people are loving Allah. These are the people, look how they are remembering Allah, and they have left their beds and they sat down remembering Allah. And you say you want love, will you get love? You're looking for love in the kitabs, in the books. Is this how love is attained? Get up and call out to Allah, remember Allah. And then his nafs said, no, you have to teach the kitabs in the morning, the books. And he put his nafs in front of me. He said, okay, I'll just do a little bit of dhikr. He said to his nafs, I'll just sit down for 5 or 10 minutes. And then after that, I've got to go. I'm not going to do a lengthy dhikr, am I? Anyway, he fought his nafs. And the love of Allah detached him from the bed. And subhanAllah, then he also joined the others, and he started to remember Allah, subhanAllah. And then this pulled him and attracted him, and he sat in the corner. He started to do dhikr, 5 minutes was intention, and then the time for ishraq had come in the morning, from that time in the night to the morning. And he wanted to go in the morning to teach the kitabs, and he wasn't looking at the clock or the watch. He forgot that he had to teach the kitabs. Then he was there at breakfast time. Haji Sahib said, yes, Rashid, Did you spend the night comfortably? You must have slept nicely and easily. You shouldn't have been pestered or troubled at all. He said, no, I got up a little bit. He said, is it? He said, did you see the people? They were doing dhikr in the khan. He said, yes, I saw that. He said, there was somebody in the corner, Hazrat Sahib said. And he was sat there doing dhikr in the corner. He said, which corner? He said, this on the right hand side in the corner. He was doing dhikr very nicely. He said, Hazrat Sahib, that was me. That was me. Haji Sahib said, is it? It was you? MashaAllah, so good dhikr. And the tawajjuh, the attention of the shaykh is there. And he speaks. The shaykh is speaking. But his tawajjuh, his focus, it comes onto the heart of the student. And the heart that is attentive, the murid. Let me tell you this as I go along. The murid who is attentive and he comes with this intention, I'll go to Hazrat Sahib today, I'll go to my shaykh to clean the heart. Everyone has their own scenario. And everyone comes to give their own discussion. Hazrat, I am lazy, I need to charge my battery. Everyone comes according to his need or his want. So whichever want or need or base you go with, that way the tawajjuh of the shaykh comes to the student. You should never come empty-handed. Never come thinking, I have not come here to get something. That person will be the biggest loser. That if you don't have a desire to attain anything, receive anything, but if you think that I've got deficiencies in my life, I kept looking at the females, now I'm feeling ashamed telling Hazrat Sahib, what will I write on the tazkiyah sheets? Everyone's got their story. So many days I'm not going for so many days. I don't know if I'm lazy now. Shaitaniyat's coming, I'll go today. I need to recharge myself. I need to hear the words of Hazrat Sahib. Inshallah, I'll hear something. Some will affect me. And then those words, those same words start to come into that person's heart. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Why were you lazy? Are you not ashamed of being lazy? Why were you laid back and waswasa was coming? You were traveling nicely on the path and you've gone backwards now. And now you're feeling weakness and the wasawis and this is not happening, that's not happening. Suddenly then the answers start to come as well. Subhanallah. The thing that he had come for, alhamdulillah, his condition was being improved at that time. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Haji Sahib said, oh, it was you. Okay, mashallah, you're doing dhikr. He said that I was very, I benefited from that person. Was it you? He said, yes, it was me. Hazrat Sahib gave more tawajjuh, more focus and attention to Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Sahib. He said, but you had to go. He said, Hazrat Sahib, yes, I had to go. I'm thinking, what should I do? I thought, maybe shall I stay here 1 or 2 days? Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So I've come now, I thought that you've said to me and that somebody will replace me and teach the class. Hazrat Sahib said, yes, stay here. Forget 1 or 2 days, a month passed in the company of Hazrat Sahib. So long. Allahu Akbar. So that's it. Then the fruit, it came into its own. And this always happens that when the maqam is traveled along and it's increased, and I remember my events now, my examples, then the khanqa, wallahi, this is the style of the shaykh. If I look at myself now, and I remember my life, and decades ago, 50 years ago, 60 years old, wallahu akbar, Hazrat Sahib's khanqa, that was the style there, that was the manner there. And he doesn't know the murid that what's going to happen to me. And then a da'wat was arranged. I can't remember now, there was some alim, big alim, Hazrat Sahib invited him, or the alim invited Hazrat Sahib, Hazrat Sahib, you can come as well now, and then we had become mature, fakirs, and just like that, Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Sahib, he was asked as well, that the flame had come into his heart, he had the flame of ilm, and he had the flame of tasawwuf, both flames. So he was also invited by Hazrat Haji Sahib, that you come as well. And he was, mashallah, in a beautiful position at the time. And so he went along with the Shaykh, he was a darvish, a student. I can't remember his name, the scholar, big scholar. And he said, the first time Hazrat Sahib's coming to me, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah, this was his murid. And he was so happy. And he cooked 12 dishes. How many? 12 dishes. Why? Because maybe my shaykh will like this dish, or maybe he doesn't have enough spices, maybe he eats more spices, maybe he likes this item. So 12 dishes were prepared for his shaykh, for the feast of his shaykh. What an ashik he must be, I'm amazed, I'm surprised. So he said, maybe Hazrat will like this, he would like to eat this. He said, if you see this, the love of Allah is so unique, that whenever a person gets the love of Allah, wherever you get the love of Allah from, then the happiness of that person becomes for you a very great thing. There are many relationships based on blood, but you cannot have the respect for a person naturally. And this can only happen at that time when a person has a special connection of love. And there's nothing more special and pure compared to the love of Allah. The relationship is based on the love of Allah. That's where you get this. He cooked 12 dishes and presented them. And then there was the jamaat of Hazrat as well. Hazrat Haji Sahib. Whatever Hazrat like, just Hazrat Sahib needs to say this to me, that you've made very nice food. And he had to say this. And the murid, he's so happy at that time. When that becomes the great day of his life, the Hazrat Sahib has praised me. And look at the love here. That I've heard the praise from my Shaykh that he liked my food. SubhanAllah. So he was in his own, you can say, world at that time. And he had his own style. And Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Sahib had his own style. So when the food came, and he put the food in front of everybody, in front of his Shaykh and others. And Hazrat Rashid going Sahib said, why have you sat, he said to him, why are you sat in between? Go to the side, there's a place for elders, you go down there. And he ushered towards the shoes, you should go and sit there. And he said, oh sorry, and he went and sat, Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah, went and sat near to the shoes. He went and sat next to the shoes, the slippers, imagine. So he said, give him some food as well. What's this you've made? He said, there's some dal in it. He said, this dal, give him and give him a roti, that's it, and he'll go and sit and eat there. And everyone sat there, everyone was sat in the main place and was eating, and he sat there with ease and dal, just like a humble servant, a fakir, or a poor person who's poor, and he sits there, and the wealthy people are eating further up the good food. Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Sahib was eating the chapati with the dal, the lentils. And when he finished eating, then Hazrat Sahib addressed, that, have you eaten? He said, yes, Hazrat. How was the food? He said, very, very delicious, Hazrat. And then he answered, he said, I wasn't eating, I was just watching you, looking at you eating. Allahu Akbar. Then he said, is it? But this is also, you are very fortunate that hey, you got some food, that you were given food. You were not even capable of this, Hazrat Sahib said, that you could even sit at the shoes and the slippers and eat. You know what was your maqam? So Hazrat answered, replied, totally right, I was even lower than this, that I was not even eating, I was thinking that a person like this, a dirty person, how can he dare to sit among such great people and sit there in front of them and eat food? How can it be? And Hazrat Haji Sahib saw his face, he said, when I said this, then let me towards his face, and what was the situation with his face? What was the reaction on his face? That his ears weren't red, were they? Was his face red? Was he angry about what said, that this much disrespect, this much I lowered him? And at that time he must have thought, I'm a big alim and I've been lowered so much. Is this the tasawwuf? Thousands of thoughts come into the mind of a person. But he saw him, he was very happy, mashallah. He was rejoicing, he was giving thanks. That Hazrat Sahib, it's your karam and mercy that you allowed me to sit near you and see you. So when he saw this, then he had succeeded. Haji Sahib got up and said, come Rashid, come embrace me. Come and embrace me. SubhanAllah, you have passed the test. SubhanAllah, your nafs has become fana. You've overcome your desires. Go, I give you ijazah. Now you are very elevated and great. And thousands of people, SubhanAllah, that you will shine like a moon, the moon and the stars, and thousands of people will get favors and blessings with you. And he sat him next to him, and he sat with respect next to his Shaykh, SubhanAllah. So where the story starts and where a person arrives to, maqam, what maqam did he attain? What was his final test? That his nafs had been annihilated. He had overcome his desires. When the nafs is annihilated, then that person gets the maqam, the nearness of Allah he attained, SubhanAllah. Allah gave this, isn't it? Allah says this, that when your nafs is overcome, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, when you crush your desires, then straight away the veil between you and Allah's marifah will drop and you will get close to Allah. So the walis of Allah, the true walis of Allah in the khanqas, the gatherings of the walis of Allah in the khanqa, they try, the wali Allah tries with the murid, that how can I crush this person's desires? In their dhikr, in their speaking, in their speech, in their discussion. Their aim is that the salik who's come to me, I need him to attain his objective. Always the shaykh is focused on improving the student and taking the student along the journey so that he can crush the desires and get close to Allah. So he can come out of the deception of the desires. And going high and thinking you are big and pride and have a big status. No, you should lower yourself so much that you become the dust, the soil. On the ground, nothing should remain. You shouldn't even know, feel that I am anything myself, that I am such a big wali Allah, I am a sheikh, I've got status, I'm this and that. People are surprised. People are surprised that people say that you are this and you have got high status and you are great. And obviously a person cannot show off. So he says this for this reason, because inside him Allah Ta'ala has made him feel that I am nothing. I have no status. He considers everyone else around him as high and lofty, and everyone else around him is greater than him. So we should do dua to Allah, pray to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gives us all the will and the tawfiq, the capability, ability that wherever we get an opportunity to sit in the gathering of Wali Wala, if we have a link with the Shaykh, we should understand our maqsid. What's my objective of going there? Not to do dhikr Allah. Rather what? Why do I go to the gathering of a wali Allah? Is to crush my desires. Crush my desires. I need to crush my takabbur, my pride. I need to crush my ego. The me and me. No, no, dhikr, I don't need to. I should have sat here. Why wasn't I given respect? For example, you come and you go somewhere. You are called, invited. And for example, somebody hasn't got a beard or he hasn't got a good libas, and you think you're better than others, and I'm better practicing than others, I lead the salah, I should be seated in a better place, people should call me something, a title. Please, please come, you come to the front, you lead the salah, mashallah, they see your imam and the beard, and you feel that I should be told that I am the person here. And there's no one else practicing it. There's no Sharia. There's no man like this. No. Even there, in a environment like that, you should naturally think that this person is better than me many times over. Many times over. His deficiencies, they are there, apparent, visible. But my deficiencies are hidden. And they cannot even see them. This is Allah's karam. That my deficiencies cannot be seen by them. That I'm so disrespectful. That like when Anaf says, no, no, you're lofty and high status. You do dhikr, you read tahajjud at night time, you read Qur'an, and you recite the Qur'an. He said, I'm nothing at all, astaghfirullah. And he should see that everyone else around him is better than him, higher than him. There are thousands and tens of thousands of millions of times better than me. You shouldn't see your ilm, your takabbur, your ibadah. Naturally inside, the person should diminish himself, should demote himself, should lower himself. And this is the objective of going to the company of the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, the majalis of dhikr. When a shaykh makes the gathering or hosts the gathering of dhikr, sometimes he does dhikr loudly or quietly. The manzil is this, that what do we need to do when we go to the gathering of the shaykh? Is to crush our desires. We need to demote our desires. And so that the nafs, the desire should drown. Is nothing at all. I am nothing. Melt in the water. No one in the world should we think is lower than us. We shouldn't think we are better than others. If Allah has given us some qualities, no, Allah is going to grab me more. Allah has given me status, learning, then I'm going to get grabbed even more because I know that my sins are worse. So I should always see my defects, my deficiencies, my sins. And remember, if Allah has given you a quality, then look at it through the glass of your defects, through the mirror of your defects, and give respect to others. Elevate them. Don't make them respect you. Respect other people and put them ahead of you. Put them forward. Never think I'm this and I'm that and I've got this. Never should you think. Rather, you shouldn't even be this. You shouldn't think like this. Rather, you shouldn't even be like this. If a person doesn't have these feelings and emotions, Abu Hazrat said this, that still that the color of dhikr has not overcome you. Babu, the dhikr of Allah hasn't brought effect onto you yet. The color of dhikr hasn't taken its effect on you. You have more need still now to do more dhikr than this. So that dhikr can overwhelm you and overtake you. And so it becomes apparent in you that you are remembering Allah. What a beautiful statement. Yes, that don't make dhikr your objective. I went to the gathering of dhikr and Hazrat Sahib did dhikr, and then we'll do dhikr again in the morning, we'll do dhikr in the evening. This is for every normal person. Every person does this. Our objective is what? That how much am I diminishing myself, demoting myself, my takabbur, my pride, how much am I destroying it? How much am I destroying the desire to have a status and have to be glorious? And even if a child makes a mistake, I shouldn't be angry. Say subhanallah. Because we get angry with the children, we slap them. And for example, we compete with them. And if you're angry with someone older or stronger, we can't get angry. Maybe your face will get red or you'll say something wrong. But the child, we have an open field and you slap that child, isn't it? Or hit him. So the good sign here is that when a child is making a mistake or pestering you, then rather getting angry, you love that person. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, person says, oh, slap him, he's disrespecting you, and he's giving him love. No, 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 it's okay, he's a child, he'll be fine. Then he seats him down with more love. This is the sign that the love of the person, the anger in that person's gone. Somebody swearing at you, ridiculing you, shouting at you. That person knows that I'm honest, but they're pestering me purposely. So what will he think? Hey, he'll say, subhanallah, this person, these people against me, they should consider me right. They thought I'm right. And I'm deserved of them swearing at me or ridiculing me. And they should dishonor me because I am the worst. So they're doing right. Tell me. And if a woman, if she has these feelings, then can her home ever be in a bad state? Will she ever fight with her husband? Never will she argue with her husband. Will her husband ever quarrel with the wife? No. You say, no, no, no. Definitely if I'm being sworn at or I'm being turfed out of the house, I'm capable of this. I am disobedient to Allah. Allah is unhappy with me. I need to make friendship with my Rabb, with Allah, my Lord. You understand what I'm saying? So this is our original maqsad, objective. Our objective is not dhikr, I've done dhikr and I've departed. No, no. To attain Allah's nearness. The meaning of this is that our life should be in accordance with the sharia and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We shouldn't show off and say, oh, I saw this in a dream. I'm a wali Allah. People should glorify me. Even if the wali of Allah is saying that you are great, tell me. The Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, could there be anyone greater than him who gave great glad tidings to you? And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhum, could there be any greater sahabi? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum, could there be any greater sahabi than them who received the news from the Prophet? So this was the word, these were the words of the Prophet, and Allah himself is praising these great sahaba. What did they say? If only I was a leaf of a tree that fell off the branch and I went dry, how can I account for my deeds to Allah? Were they showing off? No. قَدَ فْلَهَ مَا زَكَّهَ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَا دَسَى. They realize that we are the worst in the world. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was lying down on the dust and he's wiping the dust on his face. He's Amirul Mu'mineen. He said, a human being, your mother used to eat raw meat and you used to ride on a camel. And he's reminding himself of what his status was and look how great a personality was. And you see, a person, for example, he's nothing and he gets angry on everything. Every minute he's angry, on every other discussion he's angry. Let's do dua to Allah that may we not die in this condition, may we not die with pride. This silsila Allah has given to us, this great silsila, so we should make ourselves fana and we should remove the nafs from within us and the desire for pump. Never should we feel bad if someone says something. Oh, go back. Okay, good, no problem. I'll walk back. I'll give you room. No problem. So this is greatness. And this is where a person realizes that how a person, if you go to a wali of Allah, how a person improves and go from before going, that what's the difference that comes to a person's life? This is what I wanted to tell you, explain to you. That how the life improves. Where is a person before seeing a wali Allah and after getting the sohbat, the company of the shaykh, where he arrives to, where he reaches. And this is the success of life, my friends. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability, the will and our nafs that's inside us. May Allah give us the tawfiq to fight against our desires and all of the deficiencies within us. May Allah Ta'ala eliminate them. Let's do dua. Ameen. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا هي في رحمتك نستغيث من مولانا جواز کی مجلس سے کامیابی بنا ہمارے اندر بھائیں بیماری میرے مولانا کو دور فرما یا اللہ اپنی رضا نصیب فرما اپنی محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ آخرت کی کامیابی نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں منزل تک پہنچا یا اللہ والوں کی صحبت نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا اللہ والوں کی صحبت نصیب فرما ان سے فائدہ حامل لینے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا وساوس شیطانی جو ہمارے ذہنوں میں گھومتے ہیں میرے مولا جو ہماری منزلوں پہ دور فرماتے ہیں میرے مولا ہماری مدد فرما ان کے مولا یا کریم تو اپنے فضل کرم سے ہم بہت نادان ہیں کمزور ہیں یا کریم تو ہی فضل فرما تو ہی رحم فرما میرے مولا تمام منزلوں کو ہمارے آسان فرما دے وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحابہ اجمعین برحمتہ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين تلحوا ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي العظيم حاتم الزويات أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الحساب وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم يا رحمتك نستغيث اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين نبيين صدقين شهداء وصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في سنته يا كريم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا واخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين
صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.